Welcome to The Flash Science, where we bring you the latest and most fascinating updates from the world of science. In today's episode, we'll embark on a stellar journey through the cosmos with the Lyrid meteor shower and the pink moon, explore innovative conservation efforts beyond our planet with a lunar biorepository, and celebrate the diversification of space exploration with the European Space Agency's new astronaut cohort. Join us as we traverse these captivating topics, showcasing the boundless curiosity and ambition of the global scientific community. To kick things off, let's head to the stars with Laura, who has some enchanting news about celestial events gracing our skies. Laura, what's happening up there?
Thank you, Wendy. The heavens are putting on quite the show this April, with the Lyrid meteor shower and the appearance of the bright pink moon. The Lyrids, one of the oldest known meteor showers, have been dazzling sky watchers since 687 BC, recorded first by Chinese astronomers. Observers can expect to see up to 18 meteors per hour, darting across the sky with incredible speed and intensity.
That sounds incredible, but I heard something about the full moon affecting the visibility of the meteors. Can you tell us more?
Absolutely. The nearly full pink moon, named after the springtime bloom of the pink phlox subulata, will indeed be brightening the sky at the same time as the Lyrids. While its glow provides a beautiful backdrop, it also makes spotting the fainter meteors a bit of a challenge. The best strategy for avid stargazers is to find a spot away from light pollution after the moon sets and before dawn to catch the best view of the Lyrid meteor shower.
Sounds like a bit of planning is needed to fully enjoy the spectacle. What else should our listeners know about these celestial events?
Besides the Lyrids and the pink moon, the rest of the year offers a calendar packed with celestial sightings, from eclipses to other meteor showers. These events not only feed our curiosity, but also remind us of the dynamic and ever-evolving nature of our universe. Observers in the Northern Hemisphere, in particular, are in a favored position for viewing the Lyrids. And for those keen on making the most of these observations, allowing your eyes to adjust to the dark for at least 30 minutes is key.
Well, it certainly seems like an exciting time for anyone fascinated by the night sky. Thanks for that insightful update, Laura. Now, shifting focus from the stars above to innovative conservation efforts, let's hear from Sean about a groundbreaking approach to biodiversity preservation. With Earth facing a rapid decline in biodiversity, scientists are looking towards the moon as a potential sanctuary for the genetic material of endangered species. Sean, this sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel. What can you tell us about this Lunar Biorepository initiative?
Indeed, Wendy, it does sound like science fiction, but the concept of a lunar biorepository is a serious consideration among scientists aiming to counteract biodiversity loss on Earth. Inspired by the Svalbard Seed Vault, the idea is to use the moon's extreme cold temperatures for the long-term preservation of genetic material from endangered species. This initiative is being spearheaded by Mary Hagedorn from the Smithsonian National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute.
That's a fascinating approach. But what kind of challenges does this project face?
Several challenges, indeed. From the moon's radiation levels potentially damaging the preserved cells, to the logistical hurdles of maintaining biomaterials in extreme conditions. Plus, there's debate among conservationists about whether such ambitious space-based projects divert focus from urgent conservation needs on Earth. However, the concept underscores the intersection of space exploration and the need for innovative conservation strategies.
An intriguing balance of ambition and practical considerations. It seems like this initiative opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for conservation. Thanks for sharing, Sean. Now let's take a turn towards human exploration of space with Rachel's report on the European Space Agency's newest astronauts. Rachel? The European Space Agency recently revealed their 2022 European Space Agency astronaut group. This diverse selection includes individuals from various backgrounds and notably an astronaut with a physical disability. Rachel, this seems like a big step for inclusivity in space exploration. What can you tell us?
Absolutely, Wendy. ESA's latest astronaut selection is not just about expanding their core, but about reflecting a commitment to diversity and inclusivity. The 2022 group features 5 career astronauts, 11 reserve astronauts, and as you mentioned, the groundbreaking inclusion of an astronaut with a physical disability. This move is reflective of ESA's aim to make space accessible to a broader demographic.
What does this mean for the future of space exploration?
This signifies a shift towards more inclusive and collaborative space missions, extending from the International Space Station to future Moon and Mars explorations. Among the selected, individuals like Sophie Adenote and Pablo Alvarez Fernandez show ESA's openness to diverse experiences. Plus, the significant interest in the application process, with over 22,500 applicants, underscores a growing public fascination with space.
It's inspiring to see these strides towards diversity and inclusivity taking shape in the realm of space exploration. Thank you, Rachel, for bringing us this hopeful update. As we conclude this episode, it's clear that whether gazing at the stars, safeguarding our planet's biodiversity, or pushing the boundaries of human spaceflight, innovation and ambition drive humanity forward. Here at The Flash Science, we're excited to follow these journeys, providing knowledge and entertainment on demand. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Science, we're reminded of the importance of both looking up and looking out. From the celestial show in our night sky, to the visionary efforts to preserve our planet's biodiversity, and finally, the embracing of inclusivity in the next generation of space explorers. It's a time of exciting discoveries and significant advancements. Thank you for joining us. Remember, the quest for knowledge is endless, and the wonders of science await. Until next time, keep your curiosity alive, knowledge and entertainment on demand.